With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll be pinching all our Play-Doh as we go.
Pinch, pinch.
We'll be pinching all our Play-Doh as we go.
Pinch, pinch.
We'll be pinching all our Play-Doh. Pinching all our Play-Doh. We'll be pinching all our Play-Doh. Yo-ho-ho.
Yo-ho-ho.
Hello, you're listening to the Play-Doh Pod, where each week we're joined by someone who has made something pretty big in the Play-Doh world. Remember, go to www.playdoh.com and enter code PLAYDOHPOD to get 10% off. Here he is, Play-Doh Peter. How are you?
Hello.
So, Play-Doh Peter, you made it big in the Play-Doh world in the 80s where you released your blue Play-Doh. It was game-changing. The right time, I can say as well, came around the same time as the Smurf phenomenon. So tell us a bit about how you come up with the blue colour for Play-Doh.
I used some water colouring and then we made it into blue because we love Smurfs.
Yeah, but what inspired you? Were you asleep one night and all of a sudden, like, the colour blue just came into your face? You're like, I'm now part of the world.
I like the 90s band Blue.
In the 80s?
In the 80s. I like them before they even thought about becoming a band.
Hold on a minute. This isn't the Play-Doh podcast.
Isn't it?
It's Small Screen Noughties. Hey.
Let's go.
You're listening to Small Screen Noughties with me, AMJ, and this guy.
Hello, Chris Barnes.
Some people are saying he's the king of comedy. Some people ain't, Chris Barnes.
it's a technicality. No one won, so no one is the king of comedy this year.
Whoa. I think we know who won, and he's sat opposite you.
No, he didn't. I'm not having this.
You wouldn't have it because I'm still the king of comedy in Kent. So how do you like them apples?
At least I got to that gig all right.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't on last gig I did with you. I got on my bike to come to the station. I had no brakes. So then I got to the station very, very slowly, trying to avoid the traffic and making sure that I could stop. And then I got to the station and missed my train and then had to go to Canterbury and then got on a bus to Canterbury and then got to the venue and then one of the acts spilt coke over my coat, which was fun.
And then you were taken home by a load of ants.
No, I got home all right. That was fine. It's getting there. I hate buses.
What act spilt coke over you?
One with the little mandolin.
The one with the what Dan Shepherd?
Dan Shepherd with his
definitely one
lady friend.
He hates you. He saw you come in and he eyed you up and thought, you know what? I'm gonna pour coke all over him. I'm going to get taken over by a nest of ants.
So I got dressed up and I stuck the hood up and then I felt coke go over my face. But I thought, well, this is just how my day's going.
That's about. Why didn't you just get the train from yours to Herne Bay?
Because I missed it.
Oh, but I was just thinking, why did you get a bus from Canterbury?
Because that was the only way of getting there in an hour and I'd be there at the same time.
I see. Well, we appreciate it. And so does the comedy community.
And on the way home, I saw a domestic happening on the other side of the station, which is always good.
You always will around this neck of the woods.
I had some I had some Doritos. I was eating with Doritos, enjoying the spectacle that was happening on the other platform. If it was on my platform, I'd be quite worried. But because it was on the other side, I was like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. Apparently, she was a slag. Huh? Chili. The chili ones.
Chili heat wave.
Yes. I love a chili wave.
Heat wave, yeah. It's very diverse, the older Doritos world, isn't it? Like, people really get their flavour and stick with it. They don't really branch out of Doritos.
Well, it's the only one that's in the vending machine.
Well, there is that. Yeah, that is. And you kind of get a taste for chili heat wave. I mean, I'm partial to a tangy cheese. The other day, I did have a pepperoni one. And, man, it's a bit of a game changer.
We're not sponsored by them.
Well, not yet. Not yet. I'd just like to say I love Doritos. They are my second favourite triangle-based product.
After Toblerone, obviously.
After Toblerone.
What's your third favourite triangle-based product? There we go. Now we're stumped.
What is, like, Dairy Lee?
Dairy Lee.
Dairy Lee. And notice, like, two of them very cheese-heavy, especially the Dairy Lee. Well, there's not much.
Speaking
cheese
of cheese, last week we were... In the middle of our adverts was Stephen Mulhern advertising Butlins.
Are you ready to be entertained? Are you ready to Butlins?
It was. It was like, we've all come full circle. Mulhern's come back.
Now he's working for you, basically.
Paying the big bucks into this podcast. How it changes, eh?
So what have you been doing this week?
Not much. Oh. I gigged with you. That's always a delight. What else has happened to me this week? I feel a lot has happened, yet nothing has happened.
You arrived in the car with your hat on and your red coat. You look like Marty McFly just come out of the DeLorean.
Do you like my new red coat? Like, it's been controversial. I've bought a Texan, I think it's called Texan Rangers, like basketball or football NFL coat. I don't know what it is, but it looked really retro and cool because I'm fed up of wearing the same coat I've been wearing all year. And someone stopped me the other day to have a conversation saying, oh, that's a nice coat. I went, yeah, you're a big fan of the team. And I did that thing that I hate. Remember when everyone was wearing Ramones t-shirts and didn't know who the Ramones were?
Yes.
I've done it. I've literally done it. And I did it and I bought it from a retro shop as well. I'll be honest, I've turned into that person. Also, it annoys me with those vintage clothes. Is you go in and look and think, oh, these vintage clothes. But I remember clearly when they were in fashion. Especially like pop studs, when people are wearing them ironically, thinking, no, you were the bomb if you had pop studs. Did you have pop studs?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I didn't think so. A bit dangerous for you, isn't it?
I don't even know what they are.
They're tracky bottoms, but they've got studs on it, so you can open them up.
I might have done. I had a Misfits t-shirt, and I didn't know who the Misfits were.
See, that's the kind of thing. But it looks cool, doesn't it?
And then I was approached by a Misfits fan that said, oh, you found the Misfits. I said, no, I just like the design on the T-shirt.
I like that you said that and didn't try and engage them into conversation.
Well, I would lie and say, yeah, yeah. And then they go, well, what's your favourite album? And I go, well, you know the newest one.
Yeah, which everyone says with music. It's always the newest one. That is the best answer to say, because I think that's a smart answer, because no one's going to question it, are they? Because no one really knows. Who's your favourite band ever? Chris.
What did I say the other week? Oh, no, I said Eamon Holmes, didn't I, when you asked me
what Eamon Holmes,
Stevie
right?
Said it was.
He had his hits, Roof, This Morning, Eamon's Gonna Love Ya, but can you name anything he's done in the last 2 years?
Nick Knowles,
right? Well, it's just everyone else's songs. You've got to hand it to Nick Knowles. He really went for it. Like, he's bought in to that character, and he is that person 24/7.
Can you imagine someone says, what is your favourite track? And you go, track 5. I really like track 5. Really? And they're like, what's it called? And I go, I don't know. I lied and I've gone down this rabbit hole and I thought I'd get away with it and I haven't.
And then someone said, can you sing a bit of track 5 to me?
Just goes,
I don't know what it's like to be me. Something like that. I apologize.
It's always like to be me.
I don't know what's like to be me. I've had two people approach me this week, and I've been starting... If you ever come to one of my gigs, one, you're a very lucky person, and two, the music I like to play at the beginning is usually a bit cheesy, and there's an acoustic version of My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion that I've been playing, and two people have come up to me since playing it. It's by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, saying, is that you? And I don't quite know how to take it. I think time has come. to release the female album, but for me to sing it.
That's not how the female album works. You've got to get Ball on board.
I don't think he will be on board.
Do they have it's to ask to
get
him?
Hot. Well, I do have to ask it, but I don't think Michael Ball will be up for it. But then again, I don't know. if anybody knows how to contact Michael Ball, please leave a message.
His agent must be on.
Yeah, but his agent ain't going to want that, is it? His agent must be on the Googles.
It must be on the Googles.
So you want me to Google Michael Ball?
Yeah.
Agent. I just might ring him. His number's got to be somewhere.
Try to get in to a link that we can link it into the actual show we're talking about.
I'm trying to swerve it round a lot like a coach would.
Yeah, because this week we're doing Coach Trip.
Prague. Founded in the 9th century, once heart of the Holy Roman Empire, steeped in dramatic history, and now the privileged starting point of the very first celebrity coach trip. Suitably scrubbed up and perfectly preened, Botox-free tour guide Brendan is back and ready to deal with any decadent celebrity demands.
This time it's a 10-day tour, and I've actually got celebrities. But nothing changes. I still run a tight ship. We've still got to be punctual. And I hope they're going to have a lovely tour.
I think when we die, we get to heaven. Mm. And there at the pearly gates is God. And it says, hello, whoever you are, listener. Here's a spreadsheet of how you spent your life. And everything you've done, every action you've ever made as a percentage. And next to time on coaches, I think it's going to say 9.5%. I love this.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah?
No, this isn't the bit where I said I watched the wrong thing. I watched that episode, but also realised that the whole of Coach Trip is on All Four, and we could have watched one that wasn't a celebrity version. This is what happens. They go around a church looking at Rubens, and the kids in the back are really just bored, and then they go to a diamond place and no one knows how diamonds are made. By the time we watched this episode, they knew what to do on the programme. It was entertaining for the viewer as well as the people on the coach trip.
During this talk about coach trip, I will be splitting it up with my favourite coach drivers of the last 5 years that I have worked with. Now, I spend about 20% of my working week on a coach. I'm not a driver. I work mainly with coaches. I'm just going to leave that hanging fruit there. So during this, Chris, every now and then there'll be a little nugget of things that have happened on coaches. A little bit of something extra for the listeners.
I didn't realise this was going to happen.
Nor did I until then.
Deal or no deal brought back lots of trauma. I thought you said you get back to the pearly gates and Brendan would be there with the clipboard going, hello, you're right.
Point out as well, if you are an amazing coach driver, there are a lot of amazing coach drivers there. Brendan would go under amazing. So would the legends. I'm going to say it. Work for Carey Travel. Amazing people there. I think they're the best coach company locally. And I can't fault them. Work with them on a daily basis. Lads and females, brilliant people. But there are certain other coach companies that aren't going anymore that have employed some of the biggest dickheads I think I've met in the entirety of my life.
Are you okay, Adam? You're
right. Okay. I'm fine. And as I was saying, Brendan, as well, is not your average coach driver. He's next level.
Yeah, because he doesn't drive the coach for a start.
Well, is that?
He's a tour guide.
Tour guide? That's weird. Who'd do that?
Also, the voiceover is done by Dave Vitti, which...
Oh, no, it's not Dave Vitti.
It's Comedy Dave.
Yes, it is Comedy Dave. And don't you ever forget. Strangely, not that funny.
Oh, you can't say that.
Sorry, I've been a bit down on everyone. Sorry, I'm going to lift up the mood for this thing. I'm obviously stroking the wrong healing crystal.
They had Ricky and Alex, who play Gary and Trevor in EastEnders. Yeah. Bianca Gascoigne and Imogen Thomas.
Yeah.
Carol and... Oh, I've forgotten it again. What's her
name? Chris Tarrant's wife.
Chris Tarrant's wife.
And
Paul and Barry.
Yeah, that's all you need to say.
You don't even need the surname.
Paul and Barry.
Very nice ladies. Very sweet, but don't know who they are from Adam.
Well, Brendan, you might recognise your final pair. Yes, it's the Chuckle Brothers.
to me, to you.
He's a grumpy devil, you know he is. You wait to see him, he's really grumpy. I'm happy all the time, mate, aren't I?
Yes,
I'm a really happy soul, mate. I have great times.
Paul?
And Barry.
And Barry. Paul and Barry, lovely. OK.
Here we go.
Excellent, thank you.
Put that down there, good man.
I will. Paul and Barry are the Chuckle Brothers.
Of the Chuckledom. I think they went in too early with the to me's to you's. Older tour guide. I never watched this when it came out, by the way, because I'll be honest, I thought it looked shit. And boy, colour me purple, was I wrong. This was great.
Also, no one on that coach had been on a coach before. How do you feel about that, thinking that they hadn't spent that much time on coaches?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a lie. I don't believe Paul and Barry Chuckle have never been on a coach before. They must have been on
coach
one.
Holiday.
Doing like, oh, coach. No, no one's been on a bloody coach holiday before.
They have? Well, hello, Saga. No, I haven't. No.
I think this programme is... well, should be on a dedicated channel that I reckon UK TV should make called Nan TV, and it's just got programs your nan would love. So there's this Heartbeat, this The Chase, Countdown, Last of the Summer Wine, Proro, Nan TV. It's very similar to ITV3, but it's the kind of thing you watch and think this is classic Nan telly.
It's telly that nanas would like.
It is. Come Dine With Me, I think that'd be on it. So the premise of this show that I got from it, someone who had watched it, is they drive around with a coach. I mean, when it was out, I mean, I watched the episode you sent me. They drive around in a coach, a group of people. They do activities together. Then they vote the person off the coach, and the one left on the coach at the end wins. Am I correct?
Yes. I don't think it was a hidden format. I think it's quite clear what's happening.
I was like, oh, what could be the first activity they do? And then they went to a ballerina, a ballet lesson, not a ballerina lesson, a ballet.
They went
lesson.
To a ballerina.
They went to a ballerina. It was most confused at the whole concept. Bit odd.
Yeah, she was taking it far too seriously. You know, this has been filmed for a light-hearted TV show, and you're like, come on, you should be doing this properly. Come on.
It was very, very odd as well. Like, Paul and Barry were playing it up for laughs. clearly could dance. Also, the boys from EastEnders, I reckon they could dance. One of them used to be a chef. That was interesting, weren't it, to find that out?
Gary? No, Ricky.
Ricky used to be a chef. Was Trevor the one who used to beat up little Mo? He came across really nice in this.
He made her eat an old Christmas pudding on Christmas Day.
He made her eat old... We shouldn't laugh at that. But
here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What we skimmed over is Brendan will say something to camera and then go off to the side. He did it like three times. He loves doing it. He'd go, oh, the Chuckle Brothers, I like them. And then he'd go off. All right, I found it funny.
I don't think Brendan knew he was making this show.
What do you mean? I didn't make this show.
I think Brendan delivers everything down the lens, if it's there or not.
In his normal day life, he's like Fleabag. He just starts talking to an invisible camera. Yeah.
Every day. I found the concept for this so odd. So odd. Like, what? Someone had obviously sat on a National Express coach and thought, wouldn't it be great if we could literally spend all our time on here?
And Brendan was enjoying saying to them, two-two for you, two-two to you.
It didn't really work as a pun, though, did it?
Two-two to you, two-two to me.
Two-two me.
Two-two to me. Two-two to you. Two-two.
Stop showing off, Brendan. He must be a bit starstruck.
And why is he wearing a different top to everyone else? He's got his own vest.
Body conscious. I think he goes there quite a bit. If I know anything about the coach driving community, which I do, everyone has little perks, right? So gather around. There's little places and little service stations you drop people off at because you get a little bit of a kickback. So I reckon he's been in that ballet place a few times. Mate, they are loaded. Mate, you want to get in the money, coach driving.
The listener, he did the money hand sign.
I did the money hand sign. It had a charm, this. But also, whenever it was made, did not warrant the low value of the cameras.
Which bit?
Watching it back, I thought, oh, this is really low quality. Really low quality. And then I thought, for a bit of a laugh, I'll watch some stuff that I made around the same time, and the quality is better. That's all I'm saying. Why are you looking at me like I've just sat on your face on Christmas? For the listener, Chris is just staring at me blankly now for saying low quality cameras.
So you were making low quality stuff then, were you?
some would say I'm still doing it now. But it's weird, man. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. From it that Ricky said, shit, which one's Ricky and which one's Alex? That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That he said this is like the classical hokey pokey.
Yeah.
Now, in America, they call it the hokey pokey. So which one do you prefer?
Hokey-pokey?
Yeah, it's hokey pokey.
You put your right leg in. You like the hokey pokey, don't you?
I do like the hokey pokey because that's what it's all about.
Oh.
Well, you put your left arm in, your left arm out, in, out, in, out. You shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, the hokey pokey.
Sorry, I've just opened a message on my phone and I've lost your face. I'll find you. There he is. Hello. can the listener just be... Dear listener, we're both very tired at this point.
You're tired. He's talking about the quality of his video.
I'm talking about the quality of my videos also. And then I had a bit of a brain fart then as well. So the hokey pokey, right? What is it about the hokey pokey you love? Come on, I'm getting it back on track. Come on.
Getting it back on track. What I like about it is that it's a Butlins sort of song that you'd have on. Also, the Birdie song is another one. It's a retro song that everyone loves.
Are you ready to be entertained? Are you ready to Butlins?
I don't think it's got the same pull it used to have. I mean...
No, it hasn't, no.
I dropped it the other day in a disco because I was doing a disco for a group of kids and they didn't have a clue what was going on.
And I got scared
and I had to play Miley Cyrus instead.
But in the song, they tell you what to do.
They do tell you.
They literally tell you what to do. You put your left leg in, your left leg in, out, shaking it all back.
You do the okie pokey and you turn around.
Cha cha slide, where you have to try and work out what everyone else is doing.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Or the Macarena.
What's your favourite out of the dances?
They're the Macarena. But I've forgotten how to do it. I think I learned how to do it for something.
I just like a conga.
Do you think the AIs are taking over?
Yes, but I say that, and I was playing around with some AI the other day. I was typing in stuff thinking, oh, this would be fun, like a bit of AI, and it was just shit. Like, everything that came up was terrible.
Can you see my camera still?
I can see your camera now. Can you see me?
I've got notes on this page.
Yeah?
That I'm putting into a document on my phone, and on my predictive text, it predicted what the sentence was going to be.
Okay, go on. Ooh.
Well, the sentence is... Yeah, once she came round, she was laughing about it, but I think she was concussed. How would a computer know that sentence? That's not a normal sentence. I was scared. It's not the first time it happened when I typed it in. It happened quite a lot, and I thought, well, that is not a normal sentence. I think there's another one about I generally drop the microphone and it hit an audience member, and it came up with the audience member. And I thought you might say a person, but it freaked me out.
Yeah, but doesn't it take like some of the words that you say and then does it?
Yeah, but they came out in the right order, and I thought it's not like I've written them down in my phone before and then done it. That's the first time I've written it in there, and it knew what I was going to write. What I write is very route one, and they know exactly what I'm going to say. I don't think that's true. Anyway.
I think, though, your phone knows you after a while, though, doesn't it?
Does it?
Well, it's either that or horny X-rated girls. So it's one or the other.
Well, I changed my profile picture to Comic Relief with Mr. Bean wearing a red nose, and then went on TikTok. And the first video that came up was Rowan Atkinson playing the drums. And I was like, my phone knows what I'm doing. And I didn't even write Mr. Bean. It knows.
You didn't write Mr. Bean. That was Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He is Mr. Bean.
I don't know what you mean. I think I was having the breakdown. That's turned around with you talking about artificial intelligence on an episode of a podcast about Coach Trip.
To take you over. Anyway, Ben and Ralph get on the coach.
Weren't they dull?
They're twats.
Yeah. One was from The Apprentice and the other was from...
Big Brother.
I don't know.
Big Brother.
Yeah. What a show. It's weird though, isn't it, with that? Like, Big Brother used to mean something and now you could go on it and like pretty much go back to work the next week.
But these two completely put their foot in it the minute they got on the bus. They thought Chris Tarrant's wife was a royal correspondent.
So do you have a question for Carol and Ingrid behind you?
My question to Ingrid is... You're obviously well known for being the editor of a royal magazine. Who is?
No, she's not, Ben.
Who is the royal that you have written about or reported on?
Oh, no, it's the wrong Ingrid. it's Ingrid Benson, who's the editor of Majesty.
Seward. Sorry.
Yeah, or Seward. That's it. Yes.
I do apologise.
Yes, but that's quite all right. I've never written about a royal.
Well done, Ben.
Yeah, that's funny in itself.
They also...
Is that still his wife, though? That's not his wife anymore.
No, he's not his wife anymore. And, well, because she gets on the coach and says, I hope my ex-husbands aren't on this coach. It was obviously men.
That's how she's famous.
And they said to the Chuckle Brothers, it must have been really good when you... made that program years ago, and they're like, yeah, we're still making it, mate.
How long were you doing, you know, the Chuckle Brothers show, the one that we all know and love, and you know, and how much do you miss it and, you know, kind of reminisce about?
Well, we still do it, we still record it.
Are you still
it's been on 23 years now.
23 years.
Nice one, Rafe. Despite insulting half their fellow celebrity passengers, Ben and Rafe are in confident mood.
Yeah, which it's weird when you think like someone to say that to the Chuckle Brothers. People who have had careers for about 50 years from some twat who sat in a house for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but they came on the coach and said, we're really big fans. And then seconds later going, so which one's Barry? And I thought, oh, you're a big fan, are you? You don't even know which one's which.
Massive fans of the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, they went out of riding a Soviet tank.
I mean, it took a turn. The episode at that point. I thought, oh, we're going to go into a Soviet tank at this moment. I didn't see it happening.
Well, no one did.
Yes, because he gets a kickback, mate. He gets a kickback.
Doesn't get a kickback.
Take him to the old Soviet tank. I know, mate. I know.
We should do a new podcast, which is Adam Kicks the Drivers.
He gets
behind
sorted,
the scenes on the coach industry with Adam Morrison-Jones.
Oh, mate.
With a special guest, which no one's meant to know who it is until April the 1st. For some reason.
And when you do, I just want a bit of... I want the element of surprise now and then.
Is it someone I know?
I don't know. You might do.
And then one of the guys...
Who do you want it to be? Who do you want it to be?
I want it to be you talking to you.
You want me to do a series of podcasts where I have conversations with myself about takeaway?
The first one is you just talking to yourself. Anyway, one of the EastEnder guys bring up Jim Will Fix It.
Yeah, different times.
It's like an adult version of Jim Will Fix It.
Yeah, it's great.
Without the jewellery.
And then they have a vote-off, which is really bad because you've been nice to this person all day. You've been nice to these couples all day, and then you just go, well, you didn't really talk to us all day, so I'm going to give you a yellow card.
Yeah. It's a weird Get thing off. As well, isn't it? Being voted off for not talking to someone all day.
Yeah, you might just not got the opportunity. You might be stuck in a different tank.
Or they might just be boring.
That might be true.
I think, like, there's few people, like, I know, like, I cross the road when I see them coming.
Well, Ralph and Ben both said, we're here for the bants. They didn't say that. We're here for the banter.
I would vote Anyone someone who... off immediately who said, I'm here for banter. What? Like, I'm here for... What is banter? What is banter?
I watched. I was hooked. I wanted to see how it ended. I still don't know how it ended completely. But they started voting for the Chuckle Brothers and said, you wasn't chuckly enough. You other days, you've been more upbeat and stuff. And they're both looking really sad. It's like having a go at a puppy dog.
Yeah, of course it is. You can't have a go at the Chuckle Brothers. Like, bearing in mind, well, Chuckle Brother now. But you can't have a go at them. Like, they're an institution. There's, like, a list of people you can't have a go at. And they're on that list.
You've done it again. Who's on the list then, Adam?
Alison Hammond. Anton Dak, right? No. Dermot O'Leary. David Attenborough. Why is this making you... It's true. If you can't.
Yeah, that list... is fine, apart from the fact you start with Alison Hammond, the new host of Bake Off.
Yeah, you
She's
can't.
She's getting up there now.
Stephen Fry, you can't have a go at.
Yeah. All right, well, if you started with them, she's getting National Treasure status. It's coming, but she's not there yet. You can.
You can't. Oh, I'm allowed.
You can't, but you can have a routine where you say that she's your new swear word.
Which is the irony, because if it's a new swear word to say, oh, Alison Hammond, it's something nice replaced to it. If I was going to say, oh, Jimmy Savile, then it's a completely different kettle of fish, isn't it?
If I stab my toe and say, oh, Paul Chuckle, you'd be like, no, you can't do that.
You should do it. What in Paul Chuckle is going on here?
This one's been rambly, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, mate, I apologise. I'm full of flu. I'm tired. And, yeah, there's no excuse, really. Thank you if you've listened this far.
People do listen, apparently, because we know. We're not saying how we know, but we do know. We know you listen, Joseph.
We've done all
the
right.
The only one we know that right listens is Joseph.
I mean, no one would admit to listening to this, would they? That's the thing. Would you? If you listened to this, would you ever tell anyone or even recommend it? I would.
I do recommend it. I share it on my wall every Monday.
What's that? So do I. I print it off the picture and I stick it on my garden wall.
Last Monday, I was kept waking up to make sure you posted your positivity post. I'm like, oh, come on, post it now so I can just put it in your comments. I want to be one of the first. Like, oh, no, I haven't done it yet. No, it was 8 o'clock. Oh, he's done it now. Right, I'll put it on.
I like that. It annoys me, the Monday positives now, because it's got to a point where I have to get up early to do it, even if I'm not doing anything that day.
Well, I now post this podcast at midnight on Sunday, just in case something's wrong with it. So I've got time before the morning to change it.
Are you suggesting maybe you'd like me to do Monday positives Sunday evening?
No, because that means I have to edit the podcast quicker.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mister, thank you. Thank you for listening to this, because I genuinely feel...
We ain't finished yet.
Oh, I think we were finished about 20 minutes ago.
What do you want to give it?
Oh, yeah. I want to give it 1,202. It would have got more if they had a better camera.
So you want to give it 1,202.
Yeah. For the listener, right. Chris has got a pen out to make it look like he's working out a calculation. Where he's just writing down four numbers.
I write them down every week. And no one cares about the scores.
That is not how you played that. You had that pen up. You were looking like you were working something out in your head when you had written that down.
No, it wasn't. Well, anyway.
What would you give it?
The same, I think.
Good.
I liked it. If I'd watched only the real version, I would have said lower. But because I watched the Chuckle Brothers version, you got to give it a little bit higher.
I love the Chuckle Brothers. Vision.
So let's
log
it
in.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel
Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye, yeah. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.